Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Bert Williamson, who's the founder of Plan Prep. Bert, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share some great ideas with your listeners today.
Yeah, I always love hearing great ideas. So before we jump into those wonderful ideas, give us a little bit of your story and your background.
All right. Well, I started as a financial planner in 1995 with American Express Financial Advisors. I've been a wholesaler, a home office guy, and servicing advisors all around the country. I've taken phone calls from advisors sometimes 20 to 40 a day, answering their not so common questions, helping them solve the more sophisticated problems that their clients have.
Yeah. And what did you notice? What kind of trends did you notice there?
Well, the typical thing is that if it was just like, hey, my client has $250,000 to roll over, they didn't need my help. But what it typically boiled down to was knowing what the right questions were to ask and to find out so that they could peel the onion back further and actually find out what the real problem was, what the real concerns were, and how they could solve them. And frequently, you ready for this? When I gave them those questions to ask, they didn't have to come back to me again because that led them to help their clients out and find out what the right answers were.
Yeah. Yeah, that's neat. You know, in life and business and being a conversationalist, sometimes it is all about the right questions. So I know today we want to talk about tax planning. So give us a little bit of background on why tax planning is so important right now for people that are looking to retire in the next few years or even already retired.
Well, that's a great question, Mike. And here's the thing. You know, a lot of people and their tax advisors, they focus on the tax deductions they can get now, but they're not looking at how much they're going to pay in taxes later. I don't know, did you know that 60% of Americans pay no federal taxes at all?
Why is that?
Because I know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, well, that leaves the top 40% of people who actually pay taxes. They're on the hook. So when the federal government stops printing money, who do you think they're going to tap on the shoulder and say, hey, we need more of your money?
Probably the people already paying taxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, here, get this. 80% of Americans earn less than $75,000 a year. If you earn $150,000 a year, you're in the top 5% of wage earners.
Wow.
And if you earn just $300,000, you're in the top 1%. Most people, when they think of the top 1%, what are they thinking about?
Millions.
What would you think about, Mike?
Yeah.
Millions, right?
Yeah.
But we're just talking 300,000. So now here's a very important thing, and this is why it's so timely for people to be planning now. The federal tax laws that were instated in 2017 are set to expire. That means they're going away at the end of 2025. So all these nice tax brackets that we're in, all these great benefits for estate planning, they're going to be greatly reduced for a lot of people. The average person is going to pay 3 to 4% more in income taxes overnight. Hmm. And guess what? Congress is doing nothing to stop it right now.
You know that.
So I think gifting that's an estate tax law. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's a misconception that a lot of people have is I think we've all been told, in retirement, your tax is going to be lower. You'll be in a lower tax bracket. And I think we've heard that for so many decades, and that may not be the case because nobody knows what the tax brackets are going to shift or move around. But I think looking at the deficit, the only way to close the gap on the deficit at all is to raise taxes. So since the deficit's high, do we think taxes are going to go up or down? Well, I think we know the answer to that.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, if we're at historic lows for federal taxes, just like we were recently at historic lows for interest rates, guess what? They only have one direction they can go.
Yeah.
So gifting and estate tax limits, they're going to be cut. You ready for this? They're going to be cut in half. In 2026, they're going to be cut in half. And many more people are going to be exposed to estate taxes.
Wow.
So if your estate is, if you're not going to, if you don't bounce the check to the undertaker, there's a good chance that the federal government is going to get some portion of your estate.
So we've got that working, which is we know taxes are going to go up given, you know, deficit and all that kind of thing. But aren't there some tax law changes that are out there or coming up that is going to make it easy for people to wait to take money out of their retirement plans?
Yeah. And guess what? That's all part of this raising money. It's kind of a fundraiser, if you will, because if the old age was 70 and a half that you had to start taking money out of an IRA or 401k if you weren't working anymore. Well, they changed that to 72 a couple of years ago, and now it's age 73. And for some people, assuming they don't change the rules again 10 years from now, it's going to go up to 75. So what do you think is the reason? Why would the federal government want to allow you to defer on your retirement accounts? If you don't need to take the money out, why would you leave it in there?
So maybe because they want the money to grow so that then it's taxed more when it comes out?
So it'll be when it comes out, because if you're deferring, your taxes will be higher down the road. But what they're really looking at is when your kids inherit your retirement money.
Ooh.
Because the rule, there used to be a thing called a stretch IRA. Have you heard of that before?
No.
Well, stretch IRA used to be so that when somebody inherited your money, an IRA or 401k or something like that, that they could take money out over the balance of their life expectancy. So that could have been 30, 40 years or longer. But now if your kids are getting your money, they can only get it for up to 10 years. So they're going to have to take it out in those 10 years. So if you defer, you wait till 75 or 80, and then you pass away, and your kids, oh, by the way, if your kids got a lump sum of $200,000 or $2 million available to them, do you think that they would take it out over 10 years, or might they take it out as a lump sum?
I would only suspect, and I have no clue whether this is right, but human nature probably would predict, give me all I can get right now.
Exactly. and when you take all the money out, guess what? You're going to be paying taxes at the highest possible rate.
Right.
So if you take the money out during your lifetime at, say, the 12% tax bracket or in the 20% tax bracket, but when they're going to probably pay the tax at 35% to 40%.
Wow.
So what's going to put more money in the pocket of the government? You or waiting for your kids to get that big lump sum?
Yeah, the lump sum. So they're doing whatever they can to make that look more attractive.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically making the federal government your primary beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
There is no tax filing status either for a widow or a widower. So someone passes away, there's no box to check off, hey, my wife passed away last year, so I shouldn't have to pay higher taxes going forward. You might lose your Social Security from whatever he or she was earning, but you're going to be filing taxes as a single person. So your income may have gone down, but your taxes are probably going to go up.
Mm. It's like the seesaw. You push it down on one side of the seesaw and it goes up on the other side. And sometimes it's inevitable. Exactly. Like the example about the widower, if their spouse passes away, then when you do your taxes the next year, you can't filing jointly because you're now widowed. So it throws you into a different tax bracket.
Right. And all it says is single. That's it. So the big question boils down to this, Mike. Do you want to be in control of your money or leave the government in control?
I think we know the answer to that one, Bert. We definitely, well, we want to be, but then we want to make sure that we understand, oh my goodness, that's now opens up a whole other can of worms. It's like, okay, I don't want the government because of these things. I want to be in control. But then you're like, okay, I don't know what to do.
Well, and that would lead to the next question, if you want to go there.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, as basically, so when we look at ways for people who are close to or already retired, how they can reduce their lifetime income taxes. So these problems don't affect them or their families down the road. So obviously, you always want to talk to your tax advisor. I am not a tax advisor. I only play one on TV. Mm-hmm. But when you look at making charitable gifts and things like that, you know, a lot of people don't realize they can make a charitable gift from their IRA. And if they do that, guess what happens? They don't have to report that on their tax return. The money goes straight from wherever the money is held currently, and it goes to their charitable organization. And if they're receiving required distributions, it reduces how much they have to take as required distributions. Now, there are limitations for how much you can do with this, but there are so many other things they can do. So one of the things I like to tell people is you really need to start to move your forever taxable money to never taxable. So that if you start doing that as soon as possible, you're doing something that's really important, and that's taking advantage of time. Because time is either your ally or it's your enemy. So if you could look at how you, and this is one of the things we always show people, is how you can smooth out your taxes over time rather than deferring as long as you possibly can. Because if you smooth those taxes out, guess what happens to your tax bill when you look at how much you'll pay over time? Do you think it's going to be a lot higher, about the same, or lower?
I would suspect lower.
It'll be a lot lower. And typically, when we run the numbers, guess what that does to the amount of money people can actually spend? Even if we do forecasts based on current tax laws with no increases in the future, guess what that typically does to how much money they can spend each year?
Yeah, keeps more money in your back pocket.
It does not reduce their lifetime spending capacity. So if you can do that based on current tax laws and tax rates go higher in the future, you're only going to benefit from that. But there's this 3-year window we're in right now. And that's why this is so important right now, because in 2026, those tax laws are going to change. And nobody in Congress has any incentive to step in and do that, because if they do, obviously we'd have a lot more fighting in Washington. But if they just let it go, guess what? They're going to collect a lot more in taxes by doing nothing.
So you mentioned the word time, and obviously the answer to this question is the sooner the better, right? Because we always know, that answer. But how far ahead of retirement should gives you the most opportunity to take some of these smoothing out of tax strategies? Because I'm sure that many of these that you would recommend would take a minute or two, and you can't say, hey, I've retired in 6 months, so let's get all this done. Well, what is some of those timetables that people should be aware of?
Well, the sooner the better in all of these cases. And that is you planning, if you type the word plan ahead into a Word document, it underlines it saying that's redundant, because planning has to be done ahead of time. And if in order to be prepared, and that's where the name of the company comes from, Plan Prep. If you have a plan, you'll be prepared. And the way you prepare is you have to sit down and talk about your goals and dreams and wishes. And you have to talk to someone who knows how to help you answer those questions, not just someone who's going to say, hey, how much money do you have to invest? Let's put it over here. There's a big difference between a money manager and a retirement planning specialist, someone who's going to help you strategize. So that, just think about it. If you could shield your money from higher taxes, lawsuits, probate costs, provide more benefits for you than what you can get from where your money is now, and you haven't investigated this with knowledgeable professionals, how are you going to be able to do that? You can't, as you mentioned, Mike, you can't do it at the last minute. This is stuff that takes preparation. And if you don't put a strategy in place, I mean, you might be able to take advantage of positioning money you have currently. So we'll look at your tax return and see what's hitting the front page of your tax return that doesn't need to be there. What stuff could you possibly reallocate, reposition so that it's working for you long term and not just for minimizing your taxes this year? I mean, it's always, it's nice to pay less in taxes, of course. There was a radio guy, Arthur Godfrey. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't know exactly what he said because it wasn't there, but he said, "I'm proud to be an American paying taxes, but I'd be just as proud at half the price."
Yep. That's a good point. You know, and when you plan ahead, that gives you as much runway as possible to smooth out those tax bills and burdens, which then if and when things, you know, change in legislature and government and all of these things that can happen, then you have a little bit of margin there. And I would suspect that, you know, kind of like the light at the end of the tunnel is when you have clearly articulated what you want retirement to look like, and it might mean travel, it might mean all of these different things, that takes money. And you need to have as much freedom and flexibility as possible. And you would hate to look back and go, wow, if only I had done those things, because it's like the proverbial bucket with holes in it. You know, you've got money flowing out of those holes in the form of many things, taxes and things like that. So I think that when you can look forward to that freedom and the options that this kind of planning gives you for retirement, that's where it really hits home, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, think of it this way. You could use an acronym, STILE, STILE. So you start off, you think about, and these are all the things that are variables when you're after you retire. I mean, and this is part of another, this is a very important thing, and that is don't have a retirement plan done and never look at it again.
Yeah.
I mean, how many books have people bought and it, they put it on a shelf and all it does is collect dust? So you have to look at the STILE, and that is, S is the spending. What are the potential spend? What's the potential for how much you're going to spend, such as what if you needed long-term care or things like that, and throwing these into the different analyses that you do. What are your taxes going to be, and how can you minimize those? And then going to I, which is the inflation. Nobody knows what inflation is going to be. Everybody has their own personal inflation rate, and nobody knows what that is. So if you can calculate your own personal inflation rate, then when you do projections, you can use that number in determining how much money you're going to spend or how much you're going to have to earn in your portfolio. So now we've done the S, which was spending, T, which is taxes, I is inflation, L is longevity. How long are you going to be around? So, yeah. Mike, are you going to be around for 5 more years or 30? Because if it's 5 years, well, you know, we don't have to do a lot of planning for that. But if it's 30, well, then we have to make sure that your money is going to last at least as long as you do.
And those numbers, I was just going to make a quick point there that given the way that we live today, we eat better, we live better, we exercise better. That lifespan has inched out and out and out. Whereas, you know, the tables might have said a few, you know, a couple decades ago, you'll live to X. Well, now people are living a little longer. So that calculation really becomes much, much more critical.
And if you're living longer, think about it this way. If there's a 30% drop in the market on average about every 7 years or so, and you're going to be around for 30 more years, well, you can have 4, maybe 5 of those drops, because that's the E in STILE, and that is economic uncertainty. Because let's say that inflation's really high, like it is right now, and you retired right before inflation started to take off, and then your portfolio dropped by 20 or 30% at the same time. Well, how is that going to impact your lifestyle? It's certainly going to impact your heart rate, you know?
Yep. Your stress level.
So you have to look at all of those things, and you have to understand how is your spending going to impact your retirement plan, your taxes, which we've been talking about a lot today. Because a lot of people really just focus on getting that tax deduction on the return this year. but they never look at what's it going to look like for the next 30 years. And how is inflation going to impact me? What if it's 4% a year versus 6% a year for the next 20 years? And what do I have to do in my portfolio in order to make things work from that? So well, from there, we go to the L, which is longevity. If you're only, again, you know, if people in your family only live to be 75 and you're 63 or 67, well, you know what? You can figure out, well, let's just divide my money up over the remaining years and have a good time. But if you're going to be around a lot longer, and typically somebody in a couple is going to make it at least 85, probably 90. And gosh, what's the fastest growing age group in America today? It's people over 85.
Wow.
It's crazy. So if you don't know what tax, we don't know what anything's going to be in 20 years from now in terms of taxes or inflation, how our health is going to be, and what the economy is going to deliver for us. But if we're paying attention and reviewing our plan, if you review your plan on an annual basis, you can make tweaks in your plan.
Yeah.
But if you don't do this every so often, and it's like 5 years from now, you could fall in a 20-foot hole. Even if you don't break your leg, you're not getting out of the hole.
Yep. It reminds me of the old saying, you know, an ounce of prevention is eat better than a pound of cure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And well, part of that,
that's really part of that amazing. Prevention is, go ahead. Part of the prevention.
Well, part of the prevention is having a strategy in place and monitoring it. And so, and making sure that, hey, things change, the economy changed, my lifestyle changed, my employment changed, whatever it is, and plugging those numbers in. But you don't have to necessarily do this the second things change, but making sure that you're working with someone who understands how to help you make good decisions when those things happen, so that you have someone to fall back on who can, you know, not just be a guidepost, but someone who's going to be not emotionally involved. Now, granted, the more I get to know my clients over time, I become emotionally involved too. I care about them. I care about their results and what have you. But it's different when it's your money, because somebody could come to me with $100,000. If that's all the money they have, that's 100% of their money. Doesn't matter the dollar amount. It's 100%. And so they have to make sure that they make the right decision with those dollars. And when it comes to paying taxes, if you're making a lot more than that, remember we said the top 1% of wage earners, it's just $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who are concerned about their taxes are making probably at least that much. Now, if you are in those millionaire categories, you might already have people who are helping you strategize and make good decisions. But I've got to tell you, there are a lot of people out there who are just giving way too much money to the federal government because they're not strategizing and making good decisions about how to minimize their taxes long term, not just for this year.
Yep. Well, Bert, that's been so powerful to talk about how making sure your taxes are strategically dialed in to best suit your retirement needs. So if someone is interested in learning more and reaching out and connecting with you, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, there are a couple of ways. One is they can go to planprep.com and click on the contact us page and send in, just don't put any real personal information there. Just let us know, hey, I'd like to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. Or they can just call the 800 number. They can call 800-760-0420. That's 800-760-0420. And we'll schedule a time to have a conversation, because we have to decide, you know, do you want to work with me? Are we a fit? Does it even make sense for us to do any kind of detailed financial planning or not? But that conversation, I donate that time to people who listen to your show, Mike, and I'm happy to do that.
Awesome. Well, Bert, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today.
Hey, well, thank you, Mike. It's been great, and I really appreciate your questions. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.